with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Yosef Federman reports the ceasefire talks between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas over the weekend were positive.
There are reports, signals from all sides that these talks went well. In fact, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend says that Israel even wants a ceasefire. At the same time, though, he says he is still planning the invasion of Rafah. This is what is believed to be the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza.
Meanwhile, the group Human Rights Watch accuses Israel of failing to comply with an order by the United Nations top court to provide urgently needed aid to desperate people in the Gaza Strip. A coroner determined the cause of death for a Georgia woman who was found dead on the University of Georgia campus last week. Lake and Hope Riley, 22, died from blunt force trauma to the head. An illegal immigrant from Venezuela has been arrested in that attack. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp tells WSB TV the death of Riley was inexcusable and avoidable.
Lakin's life should not have ended so soon. And we need to demand justice for what happened to her. She deserves justice. Her family deserves justice. And we need justice on a national level to prevent this type of thing from happening again.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials confirmed 22-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra of Venezuela was in the country illegally. The Supreme Court has cast doubt with state laws that could affect how Facebook, TikTok, X, YouTube, and other social media platforms regulate content posted by their users. The cases are among several this term in which justices could set standards for free speech in the digital age. In arguments Monday, several justices questioned aspects of law adopted by Republican-dominated legislatures. This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian researcher.
As America's attention turns to the 2024, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage this month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine's considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and is not expected to pass. Russia outlawed same-sex marriage in the 2020 constitutional revision that added a clause stipulating marriage can only be between one man and one woman. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street, pulling the market slightly below the record highs it reached last week. The S&P 500 slipping 0.4%, but still on track for its fourth straight winning month. Domino's Pizza jumped to one of the market's biggest gains after reporting stronger profit than expected. Amazon slipped after officially joining the Dow. Japanese stocks set more records. Treasury yields ticked higher, but the bond market was mostly quiet. The Dow was down 62 points to finish at 39,069. The Nasdaq lost 20 points to 15,976. The S&P 500 dropped 19 points to 50.69. New York oil rose $1.09 to $77.58 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.